He's the director of the Office of Divine Worship, so he knows a thing or two about the faith. It's Monsignor Gerard O'Connor.
Well, after Pentecost Sunday, we move into the ordinary time in the life of the church. In fact, ordinary weeks, they're going to last all the way to Advent. Now, the USCCB says that this is the season and a time for growth and maturation, a time in which the mystery of Christ is called to penetrate ever more deeply. Well, this is also a time of activity in the Archdiocese of Portland. And joining me this morning to talk about some of the things going on around the area, it is our good friend, Monsignor Gerard O'Connor, the Director of the Office of Divine Worship. Good morning, Monsignor. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good morning, Brenda.
Well, Monsignor, it feels like almost every week since the Easter celebration, there has been a feast day. Of course, Pentecost was just a couple of weeks ago. Then it was Trinity Sunday. And now coming up this week, it's Corpus Christi. Kind of tell us a little bit about this feast day and what's happening at the cathedral.
Yes, Corpus Christi, normally celebrated or traditionally celebrated on the Thursday after Trinity Sunday. But in America, we transfer it to the Sunday after Trinity Sunday. So we'll be celebrating this weekend. So traditionally, there in a lot of places throughout the world, there is a Corpus Christi procession, which is a procession with the Blessed Sacrament and the monstrance to a place of benediction. And then, returning back to the church, et cetera. So, and sometimes, you know, parishes will do it with different altars, and they might have three or four altars on the journey in the procession, and at each altar give a benediction. But we'll be doing it at the cathedral. Archbishop Sample will be leading the procession, as always. We go from the cathedral after the 11 o'clock mass down to the North Park blocks in downtown Portland, and the Archbishop leads us in the rosary in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament exposed. And then we process back for a benediction in the cathedral. So we're looking forward to that. It's always very well attended, and it's a great witness to our Eucharistic faith, to the city of Portland.
Monsignor Gerard O'Connor joining us today for a talk on the liturgical life. Monsignor O'Connor is the rector at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Portland, and he is also the director of the Office of Divine Worship. Well, if that's not enough to celebrate a beautiful high feast day for the Corpus Christi procession, right after that, just within a week, it's an ordination and very special ordination for Deacon Bussey. Kind of tell our listeners about how this process happens from where he's a seminarian to transitional deacon and now his priestly ordination. It's going to be happening in just about a week.
Yes, Deacon Bussey will be coming home from Rome. He's studying in Rome right now. He's just finishing his studies for his first year of his license. And so he'll come home to be ordained a week on Saturday. And then he will go back to Rome for another year of study before he comes back for a permanent assignment. But I believe he's at St. Cecilia's for the summer. But as I say, he'll go back to Rome for another a year of studies. We're really looking forward to that. An ordination is always an awesome event for the whole diocese, certainly for the cathedral community, but the whole diocese, because it means that we've got another holy priest among us, which is great news.
Monsignor O'Connor, is this ordination from transitional deacon to the priesthood, is this a new kind of orders, or is this a continuation of what has already been started in him?
Well, yeah, there are three sort of types of ordination: of diaconate, priesthood, and the episcopacy, you know, made a bishop. We talk about the fullness of orders with regard to that final one, which is the bishop. But certainly, a priest is always a deacon, and he always will be. But it's the priesthood ordination where, you know, he gets the ability to confect the Eucharist, etc. So, and to a certain extent, this is the main part of his journey towards, his priesthood is this. Because up until now, as a transitional deacon, he can baptize and do some of the sacraments, but cannot hear confessions, confect the Eucharist. So now he will be able to do that.
Monsignor O'Connor, we've talked about ordinations before, and especially to the priesthood. There's a very beautiful tradition about the cloth that I don't know if it is what they are. It's part of the anointing, and it's a kind of a special tradition that kind of carries on. Tell us about it again.
Well, it's funny because it's called a manoturgium, which is Latin, which means wiping your hands. And it was just delivered here at the cathedral last week. One of Deacon Buss's friends at Christ the King made the manoturgium for him. And she delivered it to me last week, and I've got it up here in my study, and it's ready for him. So what happens is, after the bishop anoints his hands with the chrism, the sacred chrism, he wipes off some of the chrism, of course, to carry on with the celebration mass. So the deacon, well, the new priest, wipes this chrism on his manoturgium, which is like a cloth. Mm-hmm. And then the tradition is that you give that to your mother, and then when she dies, it's placed in the casket with her mother, with the symbolism of, you know, she goes to heaven before the Lord and says, look, I gave you a priest, Lord, for your church. And so it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful tradition. So it's ready and waiting for him here to be wipe the chrism off his newly ordained hands, and then he'll give that to his mother.
Well, Monsignor O'Connor, after Deacon Buss's priestly ordination, there's usually a big celebration. Of course, his first mass will happen the day after. I believe that I have talked to you before about a special blessing that a newly ordained priest can impart on those who come to celebrate with him. Can you explain that to us?
So when a newly ordained priest, offers his first mass, usually traditionally after the first mass, he offers the special blessing, which he can use, there are certain fixed prayers for it, but he can use sort of ad lib a prayer. But this special first blessing is traditionally given after the first mass, but they're actually given after the ordination mass. And most priests would, continue to give those for a month or something like that after their ordination. Yeah.
Well, Monsignor O'Connor, you've said that Deacon Bessie will return to Rome for another period of time to continue his studies. But we did see that new priestly assignments have just been issued from the Archdiocese, kind of that time of year where priests are moved around to new assignments and some receive parishes as pastors and things. Can you explain to our listeners how this process happens as to when is it time for a priest to get a new assignment? Why are they moved around? And what kind of input do they have as far as where they'll be going?
Well, in theory, the input is that, we take a promise of obedience. So when the bishop needs us to go somewhere, we say, yes, I'll go there, So the planning of priestly moves is done by a committee called the Personnel Board, which consists of the bishops and the vicar for clergy and a couple of representatives of the priests. And they sort of look at the needs of the archdiocese and look at the people that are available. And so every year the vicar for clergy will ask people, is anybody retiring? Does anybody want to move? Has anybody got some circumstances where, you want to move geography because of an illness in the family or something like this? So there are various circumstances. But as a rule, for a normal situation, the bishop says, okay, I need this priest to go over here, and the vicar for clergy will ask you, the bishop wants you to do this. And, most priests will say, yes, of course, if the archbishop wants me to move, I'll move. There are some terms as well. We live on 6-year terms. So at the end of those 6 years, you could expect to be moved, but also you could be renewed. So you could stay for 12 years or 18 years. But as a rule, the United States bishops have these 6-year terms. So, you're appointed as pastor and it's going to be for 6 years. At the end of the 6 years, there's a sort of review of your pastorship and you may renew it. You may be asked to go somewhere else.
Well, Monsignor O'Connor, now you've made the transition from your home diocese back east to Portland, and you know what it's like to come into a parish now, like the cathedral, and meet lots of new people. Are there things that parishioners can do to welcome their new priest that you found have been especially helpful in your own case?
I think just sort of getting to know your pastor and, that interaction at Mass, I think that's always very good to know people, to meet them, to see them regularly and get to know their names. I mean, that's the good thing. And likewise, so I would say always introduce yourself to the new pastor and, have some sort of connection or something. I think that's easy for a pastor when you've had a meeting with someone or, you get to see them regularly. It's easy to remember who they are and what they do and things like this. So I think that's quite important. So, I would say that. Go and make sure you greet your pastor each Sunday after Mass.
Oh, wise words. And of course, we will continue to pray for all of our priests, especially those who are going to new cities and receiving new assignments. Of course, we will keep Deacon Bessie in our prayers all week long as we lead up to his ordination. Monsignor O'Connor, before we go, will you end us with a prayer and your blessing?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask to send your Holy Spirit upon us, and especially on our Deacon Dustin Busse, as he prepares to be ordained a priest and serve you and your holy church throughout these many years going forward. We ask a special blessing on him. And may the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And again, that is Monsignor Gerard O'Connor. He is the director of the Office of Divine Worship. I will include information on the ordination and the Corpus Christi procession coming up. You're going to find the links with those details on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.